This recording, Arkansas 42, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted street of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job, a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was very much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong, huge, and so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis, almost measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying too much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. You know, when I first started and decided to get into the business of public service, my mom and dad, early on in my career, especially dad, wanted me to be a priest. And dad sent me to graduate school, not once, but twice. And I went to Webster for a couple of years, a suburb of, I think it's St. Louis. And when I graduated from there, about a year and a half later, dad noticed that, "Son, you're still not a priest." And so he decided to come back later and said, and he asked me if I wanted to go back to graduate school. And I said, "Sure, I would love to." And so he decided that he was going to send me back. And I ended up choosing a school in Baltimore, Maryland, St. Mary's. He fell in love with St. Mary's instantly. I spent 3.5 years up there. It was an enlightening experience, being around all of the international students, and me being one of 2 American students, had a phenomenal time. It was a very structured environment, a strict environment, but it was one that was probably one of the most, again, enlightening in my entire life. So once I graduated, I was probably the only student that graduated that did not go on to become a priest. Dad was just completely beside himself. He finally decided that he had lost that round or two and finally conceded that, "Hey, I'm not going to push it. My son has decided that he wanted to be in public service, but being a priest was probably not his call." So he allowed me to just go on my merry way and decide to continue to pursue public life. And I got into city management, and I've never looked back. But one of the most intriguing things about working in city management is the one thing I get to do. I get to wake up every single morning with the opportunity to help someone.